By fall, when Oregon leaves in
April 2015.
And the thing is, we had this entire record of discussions about what are you going to do with those fish? What are you going to do with those fish? Yeah. And then they released them.
Yes. Yeah. They just totally lost. Yeah.
Including them saying on audio and in the minutes.
Caldwell Tribes, I'm here.
Hey, this is Byrne calling from the CritFic conference room. We're still waiting for a couple to show up, so hang tight, please. And, you know, it's like John Thorpe saying, well, you can't release any fish outside of 360 at McKenzie. They're all coarse fish.
Hello?
Hello?
What's up, Bill?
Hello?
Who's that? Is that Hevlin?
Yes.
Hey, Bill. We're going to get started in just a minute, okay?
Hi,
Bern. Okay. I'm waiting for a couple people to come in the room, and then we're going to start.
And you didn't call? Oh, man, Mercer's going to be in trouble for that.
Yeah, everybody's like on spring break or fishing.
Well, yeah, because the season closes tomorrow.
So I caught a fish. First caught a springer.
Way to go. You got a springer?
Yeah. Well, Trevor got one.
How smooth is here?
So your beer got taken by Bern since this is his last meeting, so you get yours next week.
What? So did you owe me beer?
Yeah, he owes you beer. I owe you nothing.
Yeah.
Same old, same old.
Just a hard time.
Yeah. Since I guess this is Burns' last meeting, it's like, damn it.
Yeah.
And I forgot his bottle of rye at home, so.
Way to go.
I'll
no
take worries. That.
Rye whiskey?
Rye. Well, I think
rye
this
bourbon.
Is it.
More black today, but
how are you?
Good.
Where's U.S. Sure Fish? Do you guys have much conversations with Joe at all?
No. Very little. He'll call in. He doesn't
you
okay? Call.
Did you come with Nathan?
He's out of Vancouver.
Yeah, I gave Nathan. I was going to come to conference
before. Jeez, this is going to be the fastest. This is going to be awesome. It's going to be my fastest F-bomb meeting ever.
Has Walla Walla even called
in? I should have brought more change.
They're in McNary at the band. Wait for us.
No, I talked to Ann.
Here's Nathan. Yeah. Who else we got? Anybody else lining up out there?
No.
Coming in?
We got it all.
No, he's not even me.
No.
Let's get underway.
All right, let's get going. All right, this is Byrne. We will do roll call here in just a sec. So who do we have on the phone? I heard Bill Hevlin.
Charles Moore.
Charles.
Charles Moore, Washington.
Hey, thanks. Who else?
We have John Bailey, Ann Setter, Greg Moody, and David Trachtenberg here in the conference group. At the council room at the Walla Walla District office.
All righty. Christine? Anybody else? All right, well, we've got some pretty slim pickings here, too. I think spring break and spring chinook fishing is kind of taking people out of the room.
I gave up a fishing trip to be here. I'm a little pissed.
So, anyway, we'll go around the room here, and then we'll review the agenda and start going through the agenda, but probably be done fairly quickly. So, Bernard Clack, Core.
Scott Benton, BPA.
Gary Fredericks, NOAA.
Lisa Wright, Core.
Scott Fielding, Core.
Paul Keller, Core.
Tom Lawrence, CritFic.
Doug Bouse, Core.
Nathan Zorich, Core.
He was in Long John Day.
Tammy. Okay, so a couple of things. Probably everybody knows that this is my last FPOM meeting. I have taken a different position with the Portland District in operations. I'm going to be the Deputy Chief of Operations starting the 10th of May.
So you're going to mess that up?
So I'll go mess that up. But, you know, I want to thank everybody. It's been 8 years. I remember my first FPOM when I came in here. That was back in the days of Rex Baxter. And Dave Herson had just left. And I think, you know, we've done a lot. And it's gotten to the point where the rest of the region actually looks to us for the decisions, and you know, I'm proud of that. I'm proud of everybody being candid, but also collaborative. It's been a tough go sometimes, but you know, we are the model the rest of the the districts and the regions
you're
using.
You're in trouble then, if this is the model.
Well, I'll tell you what, you haven't been in the Willamette yet. The Willamette's a mess, so the Willamette's starting to...
I've heard the stories.
...is starting to model us as well.
You obviously don't come to TMT then.
I've,
and that's a model?
Yeah. You know, I never mentioned the fact that I was on TMT in my interview, so forgot about
you
that.
You were around before.
But no, I mean, we've come a long way, and I want you guys to continue that proud tradition that we have now.
Let's see how critical you were to that formula.
Well, and it is a core forum, and you guys are in charge. You're the chairs. So keep up the good work.
That's right. Those remember,
right people are sitting at the table.
This forum recommends. The core listens and then implements. So with that said, I thank everybody for the fabulous 8 years, and now we'll work together.
I will disappoint. I was a call for a reference.
You
still be here.
You definitely were not one of my references. I put Gary on there.
They didn't call.
But it was a surprise for me. But I'm going to start a new position, which is challenging, and hopefully I can provide some good leadership there. With that, let's go into the agenda. Is there anything anybody needs to add on? It looks like it's a pretty light agenda today.
I did send out, I don't know, Tammy, did you get the...
I got your email.
Email.
It's out about.
What is it? What do you got?
It's regarding smolt monitoring. Actually, not smolt monitoring.
Condition monitoring at the smolt monitoring facilities.
Task group.
It's a task group.
No, it's the whole system.
Okay, and Charlie, you wanted to add something?
Just an update on the log bronc from McNary.
The log boom from McNary, okay.
Log bronc.
Okay, well, Walla Walla is on the phone, so you guys hear that?
Yeah, we have a couple things to add, too.
Okay, fire away.
Okay, so I think what Charlie recommended, maybe we can cover that under our updates. And under the updates, we are also going to just give a brief on the McNary debris plan, which is integrated where the log bronc is part of that. And then we wanted Lower Granite JFF construction update. I believe we have both Scott Fielding and Dave Trachtenberg to provide that. And then down under the coordination notifications, updated spill pattern from Brad Trumbo. I have just an update on the dates for Lower Granite and Lower Monumental Unit 1. Those are still shifting, so we haven't... Anyway, I can provide those at that time.
All right. Thanks, Ann. Anybody else?
Yeah, McNary debris scale went out 2 days ago. I'll take that here in the F-bomb, please.
Yep, got it.
Can you turn that up?
Yeah, I can. That would be this one. Okay, I'd like to approve last month's meetings, the March minutes, please. Anybody have any comments?
March 15th, but I think it was actually on the 12th because that was my birthday that day, so I remember it.
All right, we'll note that in the minutes and prove it. Anybody's birthdays we need to address here, Tammy, since we're talking about birthdays?
Wait, don't tell me.
Okay. I know. Chris Walker turns 40 next week. So you can give him a hard time. Okay, let's get kick right off with action items with Walla Walla's.
Okay, the first one. one I think people are aware we accomplished. That was John had a conference call the following Monday or Tuesday. I guess it was the Tuesday afternoon after the last FPOM. If people would like, we could provide a brief update of status of that in terms of the implementation. Anybody want any more information, or has everybody had enough of that one?
How brief is brief? Two sentences?
Yeah,
excellent.
We can do that quickly. So we expect that Blue Leaf will start their condition sampling at Ice Harbor next week. Still waiting to receive the WDFW scientific collection permit. Expect to get that either later this week, possibly tomorrow or else Monday. They did undertake an expedited process. And in terms of Oregon, they agreed just to update the SMP scientific collection. So, yep, we are functional, and I think things are just as people would have imagined in terms of continuity with previous years, with the exception that we have the two contractors rather than one.
All right, thanks, Ann. How about Winter Steelhead Surface Passage? Has that happened?
So I'm not sure which fryer that was, but we don't have anybody here unless Bob Wertheimer's there for you.
Bob's on vacation. Right
yeah,
now.
Bob is on spring break. He's probably out
let's
fishing.
Let's kick that one out another month.
Okay.
More year or two.
The next one, as far as we're aware, the Fishway dewatering SOPs are out on the website, so we didn't make any effort to redistribute those.
Okay.
And then the fourth one, I think Tom may want to talk, but as I looked at the way it was written up, I wasn't sure if people realized that if you were taking broodstock out using the trap, that the trap is above the count window.
Yeah, I talked to TAC and they seem they're aware, so they've got their ways of dealing with it.
Okay.
So we're done then, I think.
Yep.
Well, you know how many they collect. They just add it back in. It's not rocket science. Just the end of the year.
It won't affect anything.
I know it doesn't affect the damn thing. So.
All right. Well, let's move into the Portland's action items. First one is SOPs to FPOM for review for dewatering. The Dalles and John Day have been sent and are updated on the website.
And I got bomb
where
bells
is he?
This morning.
Oh, okay. And you sent yours in today. Nice.
Just
under the wire. So look to the website for the dewatering plans, please. And review them. Nice. AFF mods, I think you and John are going to get together and talk about that. Has that happened? What do you guys have done?
Yeah, John sent kind of a rough draft out to us to kind of give feedback to, so it'll be done next week, probably.
Okay.
Were you guys going to talk to the researchers at all, get their input at all?
I think so, yeah.
I think they're fine with it, but it'd be a good thing to just check off the box and ask you by and our boys if how it operates day to day. Yeah. Give us and see if they saw anything they've had issues with. I'm sure they will because they're researchers, but you can,
yeah,
you can ignore it like you always do.
I wouldn't go too far down there.
I'm not going. I'm saying at least
the
to
idea
be,
is just to lay out what we've done and what. You know.
Well, they've done, but also like identify how it worked. Do an after action report, see how it worked, and if sometime in the future we want to come back to it, we've got a document of what needs to be done or not needs to be done.
I have an idea.
Hey, close the loop and then we can put this on the shelf and we're done.
I have spoken to them.
Fine, close the loop. That opens the loop is what that does.
Would you rather have it fetched out there going like, really, they only had this and this and this?
No.
Give them their chance to put it down on paper that everyone's happy.
Make it
I have spoken to
them. I figured you guys wanted to
I've learned to let them vent. Let them vent early on. Give them some sugar.
Okay.
Then push them along.
Open that bottle. Pass
yeah.
it around.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Let them drink long and deep first, and
that's
then,
right.
then cut them off.
Okay, so
the strategy.
You guys will get it together and yes. send
you
it
You can see
out.
Why Burns moved up the food chain.
Including the talking to the researchers.
There you go.
Talking to your people.
Talking peeps.
Okay, let's skip down to three updates. Walla Walla.
Okay, I think the first update, we want to have the Lower Granite JFF construction. Dave, you want to?
Sure. So Granite JFF construction still in progress. Pitch screen slot plugs are essentially deferred until next July, and the last three that we have to do will follow the unit outages, normal annual outages, July, September, October time frame. Channel mining hasn't started yet. They're working on submittals and whatnot. Transportation channel, the new mining outside the current collection channel will probably start maybe late May time frame. So I
think we had one question yesterday, an inquiry from someone asking what all that impacts, because we haven't really done any coordination on that. Does that impact any facility operations?
It might. I'm trying to get more details from Greg from the construction COR on it. I know that there's some submittals on it. I believe the biggest impact on facility ops will be how they physically remove concrete from
okay.
that area.
Okay.
So it's more of a
Dave might
power out.
The question I had yesterday was, it says Unit 1 through 4 will be out of service starting in May, or it's in parentheses, out of service.
I know.
And so, talking to John Bailey, that's they're supposedly not going to be out of service, so you may want to reword in Table 1 what's out of service and what's not, because the ones when the fish plugs go in, those are out of service, and the other ones, supposedly 1 through 4, when the mining's going on, will not be out of service.
Oh, yeah, I see where you mean. I see where that is confusing. Yeah, under the collection channel mining, I see what you mean. That, it's not the extended outage as in the JBS will be out of service, not the turbines.
Correct.
Yeah,
so if we can clean up what that is, that would be really nice.
Yeah, no, you're right. I see how that's confusing. I'll update that for next month to make that less confusing.
Okay.
Yeah. The turbines will still be available during the extended outage in 16. So, I'm trying to get for the transport channel mining. It'll probably impact roadway deck operations, not so much of a fisheries impact, but as soon as I get some inquiries out to the construction branch, it's more detail so I can.
When you say roadway deck, you mean the very top of the dam, the intake deck?
Either the top of the roadway deck or the tail risk deck, depending on where they're taking concrete to. No, I'll get more details and get an MLC typed up and
okay.
here, so that because we'll be near the ladder exit. So.
So that's the work you said was likely to start in late May of 2015.
Yeah, coming up here in like 6 weeks.
Okay.
So I will get Scott. I'll get an MLC out whatever in the next week or so. Hopefully.
I don't need to ask if they can talk to me.
Okay. Anything else in the near term then?
So they are wrapping up. They're all currently working on pier drilling for essentially in the area between the two lakes of the ladder. That stuff should be done. Sounds like probably the last week of April. As we've talked about, MLC
and that's all taking place at night.
Yeah, it's 6 a.m. and mostly they're done. They're doing it mostly from 4 to all the drilling's 4 to about midnight. They're essentially drilling one shaft a day and then coming back the following day and pouring concrete.
Okay.
So they got something like 20 days or 20 more or 15 or something more shafts to drill. And they're doing one a day essentially. So
okay.
This will be done by the last week of April.
And then modified to one by the trout, right?
And then there's one, Pier 22, there's one more that we're still working on the redesign to, that I think is the one you're getting at, but they don't have the design done yet. They can't get there. So once we know more info there, we'll prepare it.
Yeah, but it's under the same constraints in terms of construction time frame.
Under all the same constraints, and if there may be some reasons to ask for a deviation from constraints, but if we go that route, I just will come back and
MOC.
MOC and talk to folks, so.
So that sounds like your update for this month?
Yeah. Okay.
So,
guys, got any questions on that or something?
So
So the MOC that they sent out yesterday provided a lot of information. There are no amendments to that at this point in time.
I didn't hear your question, Charles.
The MOC that John sent out yesterday on the Act construction activities, there are no changes to that today.
That's correct. Right.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, thank you. That was a good detailed summary, an update.
Okay, so moving along then, Lower Granite rental pump update is still on schedule. We still plan implementation availability by July 1. Solicitation hasn't gone out. However, it's expected to go out the latter part of April through contracting. The next item
Ann, I did have a question. I asked Tom Lors.
Okay.
I don't think my voice carries. I think it's fine. So the question is, with all this work that you got going at Granite and the upper deck, are you going to have a problem getting the electrical stuff done? Because I know you want to have those electric pumps, not diesel, and so electrical stuff has to be done before June. And if you're having concerns about work on the upper deck, is that going to cause a problem? How's that working out? Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, it's an interesting question. At this point in time, for my awareness, one of the things that was done in order to facilitate the electrical was as much as possible was being done or undertaken by staff at Granite. So the design was drafted out there because there wasn't an electrical engineer here in the district that could do the design, although it had to be reviewed. They have a preliminary design. They've had some review here. I'm not sure it's finalized at this point. But the actual on-the-ground implementation was also going to be facilitated by staff at the project, and so I'm not aware at this point that there's anything that gets in the way of that.
Okay, so that you think June 1 is going to be a solid day for that as well?
Well, July 1 is what I said.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming you're going to get this done ahead of time of the...
Yeah, I'll inquire specific to that and plan to update at the next meeting, Tom, if that's soon enough.
Yeah, no, I just don't want to have it get along the way and we find like, oh, crap, we can't get the electrical done, but you've let a contract out that says electric pumps, and they have to change the contract to go to diesel pumps, and everything just gets pushed off. I just want to make sure we've got as smooth a path forward as getting this done and that. So I just want to make sure...
Sure.
I want to second what Tom's saying, too. I'm glad he brought it up. This is a critical path to getting electricity for those pumps. So I'd like to be updated on that next week.
Okay. Well, we can get you out something. I'm not sure that we're going to be able to. I'll see what I can find out.
Yes,
okay, if you need me to call up some people, I'll do it.
No, we have it's a small project, so we have a PM who's largely modified the solicitation from last year. There was a review of the solicitation last week, but within the solicitation that's being contracted, see, doesn't include any of the implementation of the electrical. All you did is define for them what type of electrical socket they plan to plug into and that they supply pumps that can plug into the socket that's been designed. So what I'm hearing is a request for the time frame for the electrical to support the pumps. And I can find out what I don't know today and get that out to FPOM.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like if you don't have an outlet, then we've kind of got a problem. So just want to make sure you have an outlet out there.
Yeah, I think we're tracking pretty well, but certainly it's not bad to ask the question and double check. There's always the potential for issues like that, so appreciate your concern.
Not a problem. Not a big fan of surprises right now.
So the next thing is the McNary debris plan. I did receive written comments from Tom. Also got a comment specific to Lamprey from Joe Skalicki. Integrated those into the plan. However, we have some in-house issues with funding for the Log Bronc, and so until those are resolved, I have not redistributed the McNary debris plan. What's happened is that the approval to purchase the Log Bronc is at our division office. and there are some questions being raised as to the fund type that was used or suggested for purchasing that. And they are supposed to come back with a decision in the next week. So if they do not approve that, then going to have to change the McNary debris plan. Going to be out scratching our heads in terms of what else we can do that's very cost efficient to try to control the issue at McNary. And so I guess if and when people have any opportunity to weigh in on that, you might be thinking of whether that's a pretty important piece of equipment for what we're trying to do at McNary and voice that if appropriate in any of the forums you folks may sit in.
Well, I guess I'd like to step a little further. I think that FBOM, I mean, this is a committee that makes recommendations on things like that, and that's where this, I mean, I asked for that debris plan to be developed, and I think it's a good first step. That log brock is an important part of that, a very important part of it. And I think, you know, if it comes down to needing a recommendation, why not a recommendation from the entire FBOM that this, that's a good idea? And, I mean, I think everybody, most of the agencies that I've talked to are in support of it. I don't know if there's an issue with the core, but certainly from the other fishery managers, I think everybody's in support of doing this.
Sounds like the core is too. It's just, the color of money issue.
It was the acquisition process and what you used.
Was it too efficient?
Well, yeah, I mean, is there an issue with, let me cut to the chase here. Is there an issue with getting the bronc, or is it just the way that the bronc is...
The bronc over $1 million now?
Yeah. And what's the story on the bronc? Because that's the only real thing holding this up.
So the cost was estimated to be around $700,000. It is a color of money issue. Bern, I think you're familiar because I think you're the one that raised the issue. It hasn't been resolved yet. Walla Walla has submitted information in support of why they made the request. The time frame that our programs folks gave us was that they expect to have input back early next week. If we are unable to buy it with the funding type, i.e. color of money that we requested, we do not have an immediate path forward to facilitate implementing this. So right now we're on hold, waiting for approval on the work item to purchase this through Division. If they don't approve it, we are kind of SOL sitting here without money to move ahead.
So I guess the support would be towards the four Division. I mean, from
yes.
us saying that.
Yes.
We would support it. You know, if it's color money and the Corps can't do anything about that, that's not our issue. But if there's an issue within the Corps at the higher levels that are, you know, doubting whether this is necessary, that's what I want to speak to, because I think it is necessary.
Well, and I think that that's part of, for them, understanding it as well. One of the things that became part of the issue in understanding the color of money is how critical from the maintenance of the JFF was an item like this. And so our justification for this purchase was that we are unable to adequately maintain the juvenile bypass and collection system without this piece of equipment to meet what the region expects.
Yeah, this is a long-lived piece of equipment, too, that's going to go towards, there's McNary rehab issues that are coming up, and lots of debris-related screen issues.
Why would this be put under CRFM, since we've had a change in condition at the dam, since we have more debris than we have, probably due in part to surface collection, surface bypass routes that we've had.
We're passing more debris down,
we've had a change in tumbleweed, whatever you want to call it. And this just is basically... Your design for the JBS for debris cleaning is not adequate. This is just a modification to that. Why couldn't this be put under CRFM?
I don't know.
I think that's the question.
Is that a problem?
I think that's what we would appreciate if you could think outside the box, particularly if we don't get it approved. Yeah, that assistance would be appreciated.
That's another thing.
Wow.
I just want to make sure.
Two good suggestions in one day.
I know. I'm on fuego.
Yeah.
I wore my good socks.
I think our call's done. We're on the roll here. So we better quit where we're at. So, Ann, would it be helpful if we had a unanimous FPON recommendation to fund the
the Bronx. Would that help you?
Well, I think I would like to have that moving forward. Right now, it's kind of outside our hands. In other words, the district supported it, felt it was necessary for maintenance. The division and or some of the folks that look at funding through the arena that the district proposed in are the ones that are questioning it. So I think...
There isn't funds
available. I mean, it would help me leaving the meeting today to know that. It would also help that if we get the answer, which I can provide once I hear it next week, that if people want to take it to CRIFM or other forums where you reach out at higher levels on the importance of this to our program, I would appreciate it. I think it will benefit us all because there's certainly a large chance that will be turned down on Monday. And as I said, from an O&M standpoint, I don't have a path forward to try to find other funding to support this.
Hey, Ann, this is Bern. I got a quick question.
I will add it to the SCT agenda for next Thursday.
Okay, thank you.
Ann, this
hey, Bern.
Is this considered capital dollars?
Yes.
So have you tried a small cap waiver?
Small cap waiver would be a possibility. The issue is having the appropriated tail.
Right. Okay.
And the appropriated tail is not available.
Right. How about you and I talk offline sometime this afternoon and see if we can come up with a plan on this?
Okay.
I've got a couple ideas.
Okay.
Well, let us know because we can also bring this up at SCT.
Right. And bring it up on SCT regardless. So.
Yeah, but I've got some.
And we need to find Tim Dykstra, the lost man.
I see him jogging around here often now.
Have a conversation with him.
Not sure he's in this week, Bern.
Yeah, no, he isn't, but he does have his BlackBerry, so we can maybe send him something. But yeah, let's talk about this afternoon.
What, does he have Burning Man?
Hey, thank you. Pardon me?
No. I was saying Tim's record is at Burning Man. Okay. That would be an awesome thing to see. Dykstra at Burning Man. That's
was there in 2003 on the playa.
Wow, taking him back to his primitive roots, dragging a few little kids behind.
Yep.
All right, enough for jokes. He probably doesn't appreciate it.
At least for the minutes.
I think we're done, Bern, for updates.
Yeah, it looks like you've got those. We'll jump into Portland's updates with the backup AWS survey at the Dalles. Paul, is that happening this week?
Yes.
It's happening today.
Today?
Oh, yeah.
It's happening as we speak. Today and tomorrow. Yes, it's all.
So we should have those information out soon.
Yeah. We'll be super curious to see how big a difference we see with and without spill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the 3212 is the T11, T12 outages, kind of a change, which is also a MOC.
Just the addition of the week in November for 2015, is that it? Is that the only difference?
Yes.
That's all I saw.
Okay, it's fine.
Any issues with that?
No. You went the right way.
Bam.
From a fish standpoint.
Is this the...
TOS or? Bonneville T1T2. So the next one is the Fish View building roof. I'm assuming there's no updates.
Can we scratch that?
Yeah, we're done with that one.
We're done?
Well,
if they could get a longer cord.
No, we will not, because there is some legitimate concern that this will not go as planned. And they will want to do this at a time when you guys did not approve having the work done.
Well, I'm just saying, it's like, until they get to that bridge.
The answer is no. Tammy's leaving it on.
I'm leaving it on because, for one thing, it's under upcoming.
We'll leave that bridge when it comes, but until that bridge needs to be dealt with.
Look at the section that it's under. Upcoming maintenance concerns.
No, not Trunnion Pin. The next.
You can't leave until you get the Trunnion Pin done. Wait a minute. Mr. Burn.
I'm working it still. Don't worry. Actually, I'm going into a place where I have a little bit more influence to get the Trunnion Pin done. B1, Ice and Trash, Sluiceway, and Gate. What's up?
Still on.
Is that
August?
Congress?
No changes in schedule.
Doesn't need to be on there anymore.
Okay.
Until you have a problem.
It's staying on there.
Fishing and trash rate?
Heflin wanted.
Fine. Can Tom retire?
Yeah.
Pretty close. You didn't put the spacer bars on it because you don't think you need them. We'll find out. So are you going to do a test test scrape and videotape it and see how it works? Yeah. Awesome. Because I did notice the differential seemed to be creeping up.
Yeah.
So you're almost to a foot, so might be not a bad time to do a test thing.
It's happening in August.
No, that'll be happening like soon.
Okay. Yeah, nice. I can send it to Erickson.
They're on the weekly reports. That was my request.
I sent a couple photos of the mods to Tom, but I can send it to Tammy for Ben to see them. They're not like
mind-blowing,
but you can
just send it to Tom. It's his baby.
Come on.
100%.
Everybody has their little baby here.
And then I just wanted to make sure I knew what he was.
Not even looking at
it. I'll send him around.
Yeah, and then I did request that we keep track of when you do rank, just put it down in the weekly reports for now because we want to see how effective this is going to work out and that kind of stuff because this is supposed to be our fix forever and that means I can retire. So if it doesn't work, I can't retire. So we got to make sure it works because I want to retire someday.
Someday. You got plenty of time.
It's only been since 98 since we started this. So, I mean, we're on it.
What's another 10 years?
10.
You're going to need something to
I know I should do that.
Years. Just let it play.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to my favorite, the Dalles Spilbe 9 trunnion pin.
It's in Gordy's office?
No, it is. It's on site.
Okay.
It's in fine shape. They are doing, the small projects team has got a PM assigned. They are doing a site visit to look at not only just the trunnion pin, but some of the spilbes and the wire ropes. And I talked with Mark Saka, and he thinks that he might be able to do this fairly inexpensively. So
the install
the install of the pin. So he's got some ideas. I'm keeping my fingers crossed on that and see what they come up with after the survey. The survey is in the next week.
Okay. Can we get a report back on that? See.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Keep it on the
surveys to do
to look at what it's going to take to install the pin, look at also the spill gates to do this.
Again, I mean this is
the spill gates and the wire ropes, so kind of a comprehensive inspection condition.
Inspection.
Yeah. Something. And then what is it really going to take to put a pin in? Does it require a floating platform? A railing safety system, all nine yards.
Okay.
And then also inspecting the current condition of all the bearings on site. Cause
on all the
on the
gates.
1 through 9 at least.
1 through 9.
Yeah. So hopefully there won't be bad news. But,
that's more than just the
I would assume the worst here. This.
So it's on the agenda for next month.
Yeah, it's going to be on the agenda every till it's.
Yeah.
And I'll come back
until
for.
Until it's complete.
I will
the
come
roof
back.
Is clean on the phone.
I will come back.
Until I decide
day.
To take it off.
Okay.
Damn. I still have oversight on the website.
So this is what you're going to leave us with.
Yeah. I'm leaving you in good hands. Angry hands. Good angry hands.
He's going to punch you.
Yeah.
It's the twist from what's
John Day Spilbe 15 repair. Miro, what happened? What's up?
Fixed and back in service. That's it.
That's
John Day maintenance. And that was done in house.
Okay, how about TSW? When are you going to open it?
TSW was also taken care of. It's going to be open on Friday morning. As with some amount of overtime, which the whole issue came up that John Day maintenance wanted to avoid that overtime, so they were proposing to do it in advance of the requirement, but we decided it was best to do it on Friday. Early AM.
Thank you. Thanks for putting in the overtime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's happy.
Just a heads up, though, that next year, April 10th falls on a Sunday, and it will likely be Easter Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we may
Monday morning.
Yeah, I think in that case it would be reasonable to do it on Monday morning because it's only one day.
Exactly.
Monday the week before.
I was thinking the Thursday.
Good luck.
I'm going to tell you that ain't going to happen right now.
Same amount of spill. It's not just around.
Yeah. So you're on a roll. Let's keep going. Avian Lines.
Avian Lines. Well, we have 123 out of 125. And unfortunately, the contract didn't go through to install the two missing ones. So we'll be watching the bird behavior with the two lines missing. Last year we had one line missing, didn't really affect anything. So we'll see what happens.
What happened to the contract?
Well, it was a complicated thing. It just didn't go through.
A complicated thing.
So it's a standard core process.
That's yeah. Well, I'm telling you.
It was the engineering covering the contract, like I said. There were glitches, issues. This is pretty much sole source because of the contractor who originally did the installation. And you probably know in the government system, sole sources are very difficult to accomplish and so forth. Lots of issues.
Okay, but how does what is this?
Against us.
What's the fix?
What's the, for the future? I mean, we lose one. Two,
well, the future
three,
will
four.
Be.
Can't get a contract
in place.
Now we'll obviously have a little bit more time to get.
Get it worked out for next year, so
next
promise
year.
That we'll get them fixed next year.
That's right. Okay. And we'll have, there's a larger issue of the whole grid, too. Because the reason we're having difficulty, because we got saddled by the designers with this system, which didn't, it was kind of not specific, they were implying it was supposed to be fixable in-house.
Right.
There's just no way, it was 90 feet towers. I mean, this was installed with helicopters. The cost is very high, it doesn't fit into the O&M budget, like in terms when it comes time for its replacement, which is supposed to be 10 years. So we have a whole array of issues. We need some sort of special funding for this because it won't even come close.
We need to get that PDT back out.
So there's all kinds of issues.
Schwartz? No, he's working for the. Who's he working for?
I know where he's working. My friend's the HR person there.
Oh, really? How's he doing?
It's very expensive.
Come up with a new plan.
So
there's going to be some minor work in adjusting the remaining lines because they're creeping as well. The stretching appears to be more than estimated, I think. That material is showing a little bit different performance than estimated. So there's a whole...
So I guess that concerns me. I think that we need to start getting at least a plan together for the future on this thing that... guarantees that the funding will be there and that it'll be kept.
Well,
I mean, we lose one or two wires, I'm not so worried about it.
Or they're going to have to learn how to do the stuff in-house. And that was the question. Right. You guys have gone, you guys have helicopter training, and I'll do that. Because originally they were talking about giving them the manual so they can be trained to repair and all that kind of stuff. And you've kind of given up on that.
Bonneville can do that.
Bonneville can, but John Day, we've given up on that, and now you're going to have to contract everything anytime you want to do repairs.
And it's a sole source contract. You can't repair contracts. You don't have the money for it.
We need to first get that contract through the contracting process.
Which two are we talking about? We're talking most downstream.
Can this be set up as a continuing thing?
It could be like a five-year.
The difficult ones. The mid of the section.
And,
how does that impact the whole system?
You know, it's hard to tell.
This year, it was not the funding issue. We had the money. It was estimated to be close to $200,000, just two lines.
Yeah, I appreciate all the problems that we're facing, but, at the same time, we've got to start thinking a little more open about how to approach it if it's going to continue on. I mean, we can't say, no, I can't do that. No, I'm not going to do this.
I agree with this.
To start working on getting the process.
This is not a local John Day issue. That's my point. It's a district issue.
That's fine. But
the other aspect is the criteria we developed as we put that array in place was really our best guess of what would work. And it was fairly successful. That's sort of kind of an open question.
Will
those lines impact the functionality of the grid? We'll still protect fish without those two lines.
What?
The next lines that start going.
Year after year, line after line goes down. We can't fix it.
Yeah,
what if you lose five of them?
So that's right. We need to keep talking about it.
Didn't we make it for severely last year? Oh, wait a minute, we didn't.
No.
Yeah, no. We got to revisit this.
If we did, that's part of what.
That's my point.
So that one line that's still out is one that might want to.
We will be watching the bird behavior closely and monitoring, so we'll see if there's going to be any additional penetration through that gap.
Are these two side by side? These two.
Yes, the adjacent, the individual of the Cross River, Tammy Kisser.
What was the distance between those?
The Cross River. Oh, the distance?
15?
I think it started at 20 or so, 20 odd.
More than,
So it's, you know, it's pie shaped, right? So it's a little tricky.
Right. But I mean, that's a pretty good gap now.
Yeah.
Again, how many lines are there total?
125. 122 still existing. Okay. And you see, right in the middle of that Cross River section, still difficult to tell.
That'll be the widest gap would probably be about 60 feet at the widest point.
Yeah.
And you guys,
by that now, and
we will have, as in previous years, we'll have boat casing in addition to lines. So. Hopefully, we should have enough.
So we really need to revisit the
long-term
line. What kind of material? Is there something better that we can put out there? I know, but it's something else to come up.
I don't think it's the material as much as it's how you get it up there.
There's that too.
It's designing. It was never designed to be maintained. I think it's kind of back to that bigger issue.
Great. I always love that.
Hey, it's your PDT.
Yeah, I know. That's right.
It's what it is.
No ops bio on that PDT.
But that doesn't mean we can't try to.
Can't help the core.
Retroactively gone back and attached more like hand cranks to it. So you can raise and lower as it.
It just seems like the next process.
Well, yeah, it's going to have to be re-engineered.
In practical applications, it is common that you cannot predict and pre-design everything accurately. I mean, the things will appear which you never anticipated when you install something. I mean, we see that.
That's fair.
So the takeaway here is to get cracking on that contract,
and then
maybe in the contract make it a multi-year.
I will be reporting the bird predation weekly in my staff report.
Yeah. And then you guys have given up on, there was supposed to be an additional line downstream that never got installed, so I'm assuming we're just going to write that one off.
I have no idea.
I think that's long gone.
Additional line in that new array.
It was designed to have another array of one more even farther downstream, but it just never got installed because they couldn't get to it in time. And everyone said, "Dad, we'll just live with it. We'll get to it." And it just kind of slowly has obviously fallen off, and only people that are very old and stupid remember these things. Thank you. Well, you're old and you're not stupid, so you only meet half the criteria.
I think she'd rather be stupid.
Yeah, speak for yourself.
Yeah. Another.
It's all fun and games till somebody gets poked in the eye. All right, well, let's move on. Any Fitterwig updates that anybody Fitterwig here?
Well, the only one we've had would have been Rarisetch talking about the plates, but everything I've heard is they're moving forward, just waiting for the right flows to do the test.
Oh, they started.
They're started. Yeah. Everything's installed and ready to go.
There's also a special Lamprey Fitter with LPS 14.
Yep.
Is that what happened?
No, they're.
They did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, because Gary was.
I missed it too, sorry.
See? Yeah.
Who showed up? Well, the notes will be out for that Lamprey Fitterwig by early next week.
Yeah, the upshot was, as they looked through the different options, the options that the group thought were probably the highest priority was to have a prioritization meeting. We must identify in the bottleneck synthesis that University of Idaho had already performed.
Yep.
LPS.
All right, let's move to RCC update. How bad is the forecast looking?
Yesterday was the peak, essentially.
We hit the peak already. Excellent.
Peaking before spill started.
We have a skill.
So Lower Granite yesterday's average 48.2. Oh, as we spoke, actually, Lower Granite will go up on 5 days up to 53.
Oh.
that is the peak. And then down the 10-day forecast to 48. McNary, yesterday, peak average flow 190.9, down to 171 in 5 days, and down to 166 in 10 days. Bonneville, yesterday, 207.4, might be the last time we see above 200. 5 days out, 183, and 10 days out, 178.
What was the 5 day for McNary?
171.
We're gonna meet our
and the April
our
final
spring spill at Bonneville.
The oh, yeah. April final water supply forecast is
minus.
And I have some copies.
Only 100, so we should.
Yes.
There's so much background noise that I missed half of what you said. The memories.
You want to respond? I think someone missed what you...
Charlie wants to know.
Do you want the numbers again, Charlie? Just
do you need all the...
Yes.
Do you need all the numbers again, Charlie?
Yes, please.
Or you can look in the notes tomorrow.
Okay.
Or later today.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You can do it, Tim. If it comes out, I can pick it up then.
Yeah, because Tim's got the notes.
Yesterday, average at Lower Granite, 48.2. 5-day forecast, 53, which is the peak. 10-day forecast, down to 48. McNary, yesterday average 190.9, which is the peak. 5-day forecast, 171. 10-day forecast, 166. Bonneville, 207.4, which is the peak. 5-day forecast, 183. And 10-day forecast, down to 178.
Thank you.
All righty. Lamprey updates.
I have a little question about water control and tailwater at Bonneville. Is that also at the peak now?
Through May. I mean, it'll be the same month through May. Okay. You have individual changes of up to 7 feet in a day there.
Okay.
So you can shape and make it go higher. But is there a particular tail race or tailwater for the lamprey flume you're looking for?
Yeah, it's the lamprey flume operations that I was interested in. There's some
little 14.
Kind of some of the thoughts right now is that the higher tailwater levels, we have less entrained air, and there's also potential critical velocity that might be acting as a swimming block to the fish. And so it looks like, based on the limited amount of information we have, the higher the better. And so I was just curious where we're at.
Heading down.
It's going the wrong direction.
By the time we hit May, it'll be about similar to today.
Correct. Okay. And then it'll drop off in June and July.
Quickly.
And August.
Okay. See, so yeah, right during the peak passage, it should be about 12.
So a lamprey update. Questions. Currently in Bonneville, the three additional LPSs are operating. So they're up and running, wired up. Count systems are in place. We haven't seen a lamprey pass the windows yet. We haven't seen a lamprey pass the LPS systems yet. We have seen lamprey taken by sea lions. On the first week of May, we're going to water up the lamprey flume structure and also the LPS trap and haul at John Day Dam.
What level of flow?
Yeah, they do a percent valve opening. That's kind of what we can control. 30% is a max we ran last year. And it'll probably go between 30% and 15% open, so we kind of have a high and a low treatment. That'll be blocks of, I believe it's days. Any other lamprey
questions? I assume the lamprey group's talking about long-term fixes for the flow, because I don't think 30% open is what it was really designed for and probably is not optimum.
Yeah, the PVT is still meeting and discussing solutions. They're going to propose some testing, and as that gets further down the road, I'll bring that to the group.
Cool.
All right. Do you happen to have any pinnipet update?
You know, just stuff I've heard around the office. Bjorn's on a different tour of duty right now, so he's not in the office yet.
Okay.
He's at the report out last week.
They're out there, and there's hundreds, thousands actually, down at the mouth.
Yeah. Oregon, what are you going to do about
it's
that?
It's been mostly stellar, so that
been working on that one.
Yeah, these guys.
The Californians have showed up at Bonneville, so they're in numbers as well.
They just started trapping them, too.
Yeah, they just started not only trapping, but some animals were removed, some animals were tagged and be released.
I don't have a pulse on that number, so yeah. I couldn't tell you right now.
I think we removed six so far this week.
Really? Well, normally you get them at the beginning because when there's a lot there, they don't go in the traps anymore. There's too many, and they like to haul out together. So this is a peak of removal usually.
The see their friends disappear.
Yeah, that too. Hey, where did George go? What do you have that new tattoo?
Idea, isn't
that's
it?
Right.
You got to throw them back in the water to do that.
Okay.
Okay, so then for critical infrastructure, there's going to be a meeting in August.
Am I going to talk about Avian?
Avian. Sure.
If you want to talk about it, that's fine.
I don't think, is there anything else to add since the earlier discussion? Avian, anything else on Avian? Avian?
Covered. No, the numbers were involved. Project files are doing their daily count and recording them in the weekly reports.
Didn't see a lot of John Day when I looked at that report.
Did you guys get gun lockers?
Is that right, Gary?
No, there's an issue that you can't bring.
No, I'm saying, do you think Gary get it? Because that was where the problem was. They had a lock closet.
John Day don't show up until early May, typically.
Is it John Day? And then I guess the question is there any movement towards Portland District also looking towards changing?
Do Walla Walla have anything to add to that? The bird?
I can give a quick update that we are experiencing increased concern from the local Audubon Society related to our lethal take program. So we had someone visit the office, I think it was about a week ago, interview one of the staff, and then put out a newsletter encouraging people to voice their concerns about the program to the Corps. So at this point in time, we are in a listening mode. However, increased concern about that use over here.
I think it would be a good idea to inform their discretion of a little education.
Because I read the newsletter.
I haven't seen the newsletter, but I've seen some of the other chatter. And what I've heard from that was that the rumor is the Corps is indiscriminately shooting lots and lots of gulls
thousands,
of all species, including rare gulls, which
don't exist
be there this time of year. So, you know, I mean, I think getting the actual numbers out there and the fact that these guys do know their species and that they're pretty much California and ring-billed gulls only there this time of year would be important to maybe dispel some of the misinformation that's coming out of Audubon.
So what we might do is grab that newsletter, make some recommended changes. Greg's the COR on that, and then distribute it to the reps for any further comment. Just to use as support because, the article incorrectly states that NOAA Fisheries demanded the Corps do this. And yada yada yada. It's appropriate that we set it straight. Right now, the Corps is in a listening mode, and that's how our PAO plans to move forward. But I agree that kind of taking what they have, putting in the changes to correct the inaccuracies may be beneficial if and when we have another face-to-face, someone showing up or someone chooses a rebuttal. At this point, we're not choosing to respond, although if we can provide our PAO with the corrected information, that will help us all.
All right, is there anybody threatening a lawsuit of any sort?
No, not at this time. I think what they're doing is suggesting that people, you know, that there's a concern. Gary hit on it, that people are indiscriminately shooting, that they can't tell what they're shooting, that there's no way for them to target troubling individuals, and that the Fish and Wildlife Service issues these permits, so they were part of the story as well. There was definitely some inaccuracies in it, and I think that's a starting point. We do not have any suggested legal implications at this time. However, I think that's uncertain.
Yeah. Did were there any specific names of people that came up?
They didn't mention the names. They only mentioned agencies, and some of the information specific to agencies was not correct.
I mean, did any particular? Who's the person who showed up? Mike Denny?
Well, the person who went down and talked to them was Greg Moody. So what happened is...
I'll talk to Greg.
Greg, who was it?
I think it was Mike Denny.
Mike Denny. Yeah. Okay, now I know.
Yeah.
Well, Ann, another, it seems to me like this, to head off any further issues, the sooner we provide the correct information in some form, format, would be very valuable to get that out.
So I think Greg's hearing you. He's going to make a corrected version. We'll get that out to FPOM to get more comments from folks in terms of suggestions. And make sure we get it corrected, and then he'll work with our PAO in terms of the ability to distribute. But we don't really want to get, I don't think at this point what I heard from them is we don't want to really get into the tit-for-tat type thing at this point. But we have a website, and that's where they're referring people to, and we could perhaps post the comments out there.
There you go.
Yeah.
That seems to be appropriate.
So we'll appreciate he will work on that, and we'll appreciate the fact that people spend some time helping us to make sure that we all agree with what is correct information and try to add as much background as appropriate to why this technique is useful. There was some incorrect assumptions that we were out there randomly using it all the time. We've made PAO aware that it's kind of a last resort when all of our other techniques and tactics don't work well, that we utilize it to send a stronger message. There's a lot of misinterpretation, as is common with these things. So,
I saw a bunch of that on misserves and stuff. So, okay.
Thank you.
Responded, I guess.
All right, thanks, Ann. You have any BPA updates?
I do. We submitted a change form as requested last week for the Dells. Line 1 and 2 outage. It started at 8 o'clock as you guys requested. So that should be all on track. Other than that, there aren't any new outages to report yet.
You're talking about the Big 80 line 1 outage?
Line 1 and line 2 for units 1 through 4 and the fish units 1 and 2.
So it's not a change form?
MLC. Yeah. Wrong document, anyway, we talked about it last week and you guys are okay with it, and so I just wrote it up and submitted it.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. How about coordination forms? The first one, which was the change in dates, took care of that. So we just took care of the BPA outage one, or the TDA one.
Yeah.
John Day, MU9 draft tube dewatering delay, Miro?
Well, I think you're familiar with the MFR. It was an unfortunate case that two units, it ended up being really nothing because there were no fish mortalities or anything. We just exceeded that four-day limit by a couple of days because the unit wouldn't drain because they had two different units. Another unit 9 was an emergency, which they were trying to drain, and capacity wasn't sufficient to drain it fast enough. That's the whole issue. What I found in the draft tube was one single juvenile Chinook.
And so what's the status on those two units? Are they back in service, or 11? Is 9 and 15 back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 9 was back immediately. There was no problem. 9 didn't need the draft tube dewatering. They were only dewatering the scroll cage, partial dewatering. 14 was the normal 5-year dewatering.
Right.
9 interfered with.
All right, thank you. 4.4, LOMO, Unit 1.
Yep. So right now we still have the same schedule, although that we may have a request to start unstacking that in October of 2015 rather than January 2016. Still under discussion whether there's any need for Unit 2 maintenance and when we would schedule that with the project. Didn't make any headway at all due to the navigation outage and inability of staff. So I have a meeting set up on April 21st to start talking with the project again about that issue. It will be out for a year. So the main thing that I think AFPOM's concerned about is number one, if there's any additional outage needed for Unit 2 maintenance, which we're hoping there won't be. And then we brought up the concerns last time that we want to make sure we have a good salvage plan in place if that's the route we have to go in putting tail logs in. So we'll be working that and coming forward with a plan probably in the next couple months. I was going to cover Lower Granite Unit 1 here as well. They have not started bridge crane work yet. Ongoing issues with the bridge crane at Little Goose. Until they complete Little Goose, it's the same contractor. They won't be going to Granite. So the complication at Little Goose was some of the materials, parts that were brought on site were not appropriate. They had to be remachined. So at a minimum, our earliest start date for Lower Granite at this point in time would be in December of 2015. Still the potential that that may slide further before we're able to start. So I think the next one, unless anybody has any questions on that.
Nope.
Okay. So Goose, removing debris upstream from units 1 and 2. They did have divers assisted by cranes. They got a lot of large debris out from in front of both of those units that had been piling up. I think it was like 15 feet high, and they had no way because of how heavy it was and how lodged it was to get it out in previous years. So we're cleaned out upstream of those two units, which was great progress. Okay. Well, our trash rate couldn't get at it, and we, it was kind of concerning that here this was building up out in front of... And so we just lost the lights in our room, so it might take us a minute to keep reading.
You're in D.C.?
If you can tell me what the next item on the agenda is, I can talk it.
Well, it's the oil sheen, which I think we've dealt with.
Okay.
The next.
So I'm not sure if there's any. We almost got our lights back. Okay.
It's Granite Tailray Soil Sheen.
Okay, we talked that at the last meeting, so I think we're good on that one.
Okay.
Bill, there was kind of the discussion that if and when we know that we're going to start up Unit 1, presumably we would assume that we will have a discharge because it is a Kaplan with blocked blades. So at this point in time, I think we're hoping that we don't have to start it.
Okay. All right, you still in the dark?
No, we're back out of the dark. And we have two things left, I think. Both Granite 004 was covered earlier by Dave.
Mm-hmm.
005 was replaced at the last meeting with 007. So I don't think there's any issue there. And our understanding of 007 at the last meeting is that was approved. So we're ready for the Ice Harbor updated spill pattern.
Okay.
All right, so, and I got a lot of things up last night.
I can't hear you at all. Start over, please.
This is Brad Trumbo, and he needs to speak up.
Hey, Brad, get near the microphone, Brad.
I'm working on it. I've got such a tiny voice for a big man.
It's still dark in the room. He's going to hit his knee on something.
I trip up here looking for a light switch, but anyway. So hopefully folks had a chance to read a little bit of what I had sent out, although it was pretty last minute. And I don't know how many folks in the room there are able to see the spill pattern that I had sent out, but what we're looking at is we started releasing fish for the RSW test on Tuesday, And as of yesterday, we're only getting about 70 or 75% recapture. So a lot of the fish are being hung up in the powerhouse eddy, and some are just being lost in turbulence between units two, or bays two and four. So what we're requesting is to get some training spill from bays one and three. We would take a stop from four, six, and seven under the current conditions out there. And so we would put one stop on bay one. It's a little under 2,000. And then two stops on bay three, just to try to train that flow a little bit more downriver. Right now, folks are seeing fish that are hung up in the powerhouse eddy come back around and get sucked into the jet from the RSW, and then the balloons get ripped off, and so we don't recover those fish. We're losing some radio tags, and most of the fish that they're not recovering, we're not even going to include in the analysis, simply because we don't really know what's going on with them. And if we do recapture them after X amount of time, it's pretty likely the injury rates injuries are not going to be attributable to the spill bay itself. So that's where we're at. The fish that are being recaptured, they're picking them up in 10 or 15 minutes down around the coffer cells, downstream of the nav lock approach, and all those fish have been clean and alive. So
you will implement this spill pattern starting tomorrow?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Anybody have any comments on the pattern where they don't agree with what we've suggested?
My only comment is I want to be sure that the normal spill pattern is put back in place after the fish are released each day and there's time for them to be caught.
Okay, so once we're done with the releases, Bill, you want us to go ahead and restore the regular pattern?
Yes, my reason is that, and I thought about this, Brad, after we talked yesterday, and I remember the reason we have Spill Bay 1 specifically closed is because we found that spring chinook were attracted to that bay, and their survival through that bay was lower. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to guide all the spring chinook we could from the powerhouse to the RSW, in which we had a higher survival.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we want to ask why the RSW is in Bay 2 anyways. Some Steve Rainey, I think, but that's long since been gone. But so yeah, long and short, that was the comment I had. Thanks, Bill. Was basically, once you're done with the test, go back to normal spill pattern. And are you going to have to, that was the other question I had, is because you've had fewer fish than recover, are you going to have to extend the test at all, or do you think you'll be able to finish on time?
I'm assuming we'll be able to finish on time. We have the pipe will be in place until the 14th, so there should be enough time to get more fish out. They were actually able to get 100 out yesterday.
Okay.
So if that, and that was their goal, is to do 100 treatment fish a day. Control fish are just being released in the nav lock approach channel. That's pretty quick and easy. So
yeah.
I imagine we should be able to get it done by Monday.
Okay. Yeah, your control arc, that's going to control for boat handling, but not for this issue that you have. And it sounds like, Brad, this is Gary, are you going to be able to meet the precision estimates, the requirements, given the loss of these fish? I mean, you don't
we
even know
have... Go ahead, Gary. I'm sorry.
I'm just thinking that what you're doing with the spill change is, I think that's, it looks like a good idea, but will it actually get the results you need is going to be the question. Yeah. I guess we'll wait and see.
Yeah, and that's still a question. I guess what I can do is, we don't have BRZ access. I know the project is pretty, I guess, they're not comfortable with having a boat operator, even in the powerhouse side, with this much spill, and I don't blame them.
Yeah,
if the boat operators feel somewhat comfortable that they could get up just up downstream of the bypass outfall, and so I think maybe we'll request that they can, as long as they're on the downstream of the outfall pipe, that they can enter the BRZ. That's not going to give them a whole lot more room, but at least it'll allow them to, you know, if there's a fish that's just downstream of the outfall pipe, they may be able to run up and grab it.
Right,
so,
yeah.
What are we spilling right now? Is it 45?
Okay.
So should we propose going to a 30% spill instead of a 45K full night in order to get what we're looking for? I mean, what's the results? If we don't get the results, we're going to shut Bay 2 and not use it all year?
What are you measuring? Well, the measuring the spill plan, whatever's there.
In some days, that
actually,
is
what we want to know what how that
we're trying to get survival through the OG, not spill plan.
The overall condition.
It's to the RSW is the problem, and so all you want to do is condition through the RSW. So it's not really a test of the overall spill thing.
No.
Now, if you wanted to reduce that, then I'm assuming you're going to cough up one of those 45Ks later.
Sure.
If you want to switch around, that'd be fine with me.
I mean, that's an option to get this. I mean, the spill's just too much right now.
Yeah,
that's fine. Well, 30 is a condition we want.
I guess what concerns me is that at the end of the day, if you lose too many fish, you don't know, and your test precision is gone. Plus, all those fish that you recovered that may have gone through some of this extra stuff are going to reflect a different condition.
Well, you won't be able to attribute it to it.
You can't control for that.
I know.
So you end up with a study at the end of the day that doesn't tell you what you want.
And that's why I was proposing the 30% split, because that is a condition of the biop. That is what we
if
do.
If you want to do a flip-flop, take a 45 from later and put 45 now, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, it might be one step to getting a better condition out there for the test.
Yeah, it's really still what you still be spill neutral.
You're just trying to test that chute to make sure that the work they did there
is as a whole is what ends up happening, whether it goes over the chute or not.
But you're not testing.
So
you guys can accommodate that.
Yes,
30%.
But that's not what they're testing with this test.
The way water flows through that inlet.
Once you put balloon tag on a fish,
right,
you're not going to
swim the right way.
And 25% is a large amount of loss. I agree
with that. But we're hearing that people would agree to a swap to 30%. We haven't heard any discussion of the pattern then that would be associated with that.
And would you want to try the normal pattern?
That's what I
would want to do, the modified pattern.
I would do the modified pattern.
You do 30%.
The normal pattern at 30% would probably be fine.
I'm just saying, do everything you can to get this test done right, so that you don't lose the test.
I would just have to take
a moment. One thing to consider here is our sample size is only about 600, but we have 1,000 fish, so there's some room there.
Okay.
I guess the big worry is not recapturing the radio tags. I told them if they had to do something to get more tags, they had to do what they had to do. And if we have fish that are hung up in the eddy or something, and we don't really know where they went or are unable to recapture them, we're just not going to use them in the analysis. I think we'll be able to meet our precision in the end.
Okay.
But I'm actually really interested in getting some of those fish that are being hung up in the eddy, because we don't really know if by some chance there is a difference in injury from fish that are being caught that just go right out through the jet or actually get kind of swept over to the side. So
are you okay with going to the 30%, the normal pattern, your run it issues, then your fallback would be
balloon tag.
Is everybody else okay in the room then with what we just said for the path forward?
So what I'd like to define though is which day we swap the 45K with, just so I have the schedule here. Let's pick that day so that everyone's on the same page, and then just so I can be clear.
Well, it's a total number of days, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And
so it doesn't matter.
Let me go back and chop it.
He's going to want to talk to his
We can go to 30, and then we'll make up the 45s. I just don't know which day. Let's talk afterwards.
Okay.
I'm going to guess a Sunday.
So are you tracking that, Ann?
I know we're going
to
go.
I just wanted to make sure we were all in agreement with our path forward. And our path forward right now is Brad's going to go with a 30%. Spill, he's going to use the normal pattern. If that doesn't work and he's still having problem, he's going to fall back on what we talked about prior to that, which would be the newer spill pattern and the request for the normal pattern when they were done with research at the end of the day.
Right. So
that's our path forward.
Right. But Scott needs to go back and coordinate with some of his people, and he's going to work with Lisa.
Right. Well, we can go ahead and try tomorrow the 30%. We just need to figure out how to make up the days that we're not at the 45 gas cap.
But that is the path forward.
This is getting real muddy.
Okay. Yeah. So everybody's in agreement.
Don't
thank you.
I'm not in agreement with modifying the 30% pattern.
We're not going to do that, Bill.
It's going to be the normal pattern at 30%.
Okay. Good.
So the only pattern that would be modified is if we were at the 45K.
Yes. Okay. I'm good with that.
Okay. Thank you.
So are we fine with
doing the 30% tomorrow with the normal MPP pattern,
yes.
If the researchers come back at the end of the day and say it doesn't work, do we need to go through FPOM again, or can I just put it right
no.
in the cell type that they go right to that 45K
right to the 45 modified.
So that's what we agreed is they go right to at least.
That'll be the next step. All right. Sounds good.
Our next one, just to tidy up coordination notification, is the McNary debris spill. So, Greg, you want to talk briefly about that?
Yeah, I appreciate all the comments I got back from that criminal series the other day. Yes, earlier would be nice for the 10th. However, coordination of getting the log bronc down from Lower Granite Dam and also a BPA requirement of giving them an 8-day notice to get to schedule an outage puts it into next week. And so that's the first part of the time that they can actually do the debris spill is next week. And the other comments that I got on this thing here is about what we're going to do with the, when we shut down the TSW, which is required to do to get the debris over there to the north side, that 10K will be equally spilled up out the rest of the opening weirs.
So which... So we're, hey, Greg, let me interrupt you. Can you get out a new MOC on this?
I definitely will, because I received these comments. Definitely
yeah,
will.
Yeah, let's do that. I mean, there are two TSWs, and so you're talking about the flow from one of them, right? The other one's staying open?
That would make sense.
That's kind of the presumption, yeah. But they are right side by side there, Gary. So I wouldn't. I'm not sure that he can clarify that. The project was not clear in their response yesterday to Russ. They basically said when they closed the TSW, and they didn't say TSWs plural. However. So I think what they'll what they may be doing is closing the TSW that's on the far side and okay. leaving the one closest open.
All I ask for is that they clarify exactly what they're going to do. We have spill starting, so we have normal spill operation. So there will be a change to that operation, I assume, but don't know that you're going to just do one, not both. And I assume, but don't know that. You would make up the spill from the TSWs with the deep spill with a pattern. So those are the sort of things that need to be identified in here specifically. And then the timing, you've done that. And then the expected impacts to the fish passage, that needs to be filled out more in more detail, because it does not address the fact that we're changing from the TSW spill to something else, which I didn't even know if it were or not. So there's a lot of pieces here that are missing for me to really judge the impact of this. I realize that getting the debris out is a good thing. That's a future thing, but that's not the actual impact of this outage. And so that's what needs to be discussed, at least briefly. I'm not expecting a huge analysis, but we're early in the run. There's not a lot of steelhead. You're going to move from top spill to deep spill. That'll affect your efficiency to some degree. Those things need to at least be discussed in generality, so that later down the road we can look back at these MOCs and understand that we at least address those thoughts
at least
in the process of okaying.
They're identified as touch.
So it's very important that we have detail like that in these MOCs, because it won't be somewhere down the road with a lawsuit, it may not be us trying to decipher them, it could be somebody else.
I think the assumption is that the spill rate will always be maintained, it's just going to be redistributed.
There's not spill.
How it's distributed needs to be discussed. Yeah,
I assume right. that, but I don't know that. And down the road, nobody's going to be able to read that between the lines. Specifics are important.
So, as we move forward at McNary, remember we have a acting bio. One of the things that we want them, if they turn out to be the person in the developmental for the next 120 days to do, is to develop the understanding for putting this information together so that it is in better condition when it comes to us with a very short fuse to get it out.
Right. I'll expect Greg to crack the whip.
Well, so there's going to be some challenges there in terms of communication. It's something that we are working with them on, but I think it's a place where, just bear with us and do provide input as needed, because it's something we're going to have to work on depending on who we have out there.
Okay, well, I won't be bashful. I will respond.
Absolutely, Gary.
Have you ever been bashful?
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Hey, okay. And this is Russ.
Hey, Russ.
Hey, good morning, all. Yeah, and on this subject, I'm wondering now if we should consider for the future just like inspecting and installing the screens, that making sure that the four bays are clear of debris before the start of the migration season just become part of the plan, so that, you know, the folks like at McNary this year would have been looking at that and planning for a debris spill before the start of the out-migration season, so everything's clean and ready to go for the season.
Russ, they just cleared all the trash racks last week. And their issue is apparently that it continues to come in, and some of it they're ineffective at getting with just trash racks, which is why they need the log boom.
So I'm saying that, you know, having the debris in front of the four bay moved out, not just cleaning the trash racks, but moving the debris out of the four bay like we're trying to do with this spill, just be part of getting set up and started for the fish out migration season.
Yeah, you bet, which is back to our need for the log bronc, because
I think
we had a brief discussion at the last meeting that it's an item that's at Lower Granite. Lower Granite uses it for debris control. As you saw in the response yesterday, we have the same staff that are trying to get the ESBSs started to be deployed in time by mid-month. That we need to take some of them to go up the Lower Granite, load the boat, drive it back down. So there's kind of an issue of potential personnel availability and, you know, which is the priority. And they're working to get them both done, but that's part of the challenge is that, you know, number one, we have to wait till Granite is ready to give it to McNary when they're done with their work. Then it takes us several days to get it down to McNary. On top of that, if we're outside what the project has scheduled for forced outages, there's a new rule this year that it takes them 8 days to get an outage cleared through the transmission side. So
I think that's what Russ is kind of getting at. He says maybe you guys have a scheduled debris spill a couple days before a spill starts at all the projects. Just have it scheduled up. If the project deems they need to use it, you spill. And if you don't, you just say, hey, we don't have enough debris to spill. That way you've got your clearances in order, all that kind of stuff, and we kind of deal with some of the stuff a little ahead of time. And just have a scheduled debris spill just like the day or two before the start of spill. Take a look at that and have the guys on site determine whether or not you need to institute it or not. Because if you guys are going to have like 8 day requirements before you can spill and that kind of stuff, then maybe just schedule one right before the start of spill so we don't have to deal with this. And we can put that in a change form in the FPP because we love change forms.
I think that would be a good thing to have actually in the FPP, because then people will feel that it won't be one more thing they're trying to do.
Remember,
understand
what we
as well
used to do.
That a lot of these people that are now doing screens just came off
somewhere.
A month of NavLock work, so it's very busy at the project, and we want to get it all done, and we want to find a more organized way to do it in the future, so I think that's a good suggestion, is to go ahead and kind of have that on people's radar to be thinking. I'm sure McNary would be happy to do something like that. They've been very responsive in trying to schedule outages to accommodate the trash rack raking. It's just that apparently this is building up into a mat again, and it's not able to be removed with the trash rakes.
That's the thing that log support.
Yep.
Definitely needs that.
Or you're going to have to do lots more individual debris spills.
I mean, it's pretty easy. Yeah, if you don't have units out, outages and the wind's wrong and all that, you're going to get problems.
Yeah.
So that's where motor power helps. Yeah. For us. Or at least your supervisor.
Or
We're talking this.
Or your FCP change form.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Change forms.
Anything else in that section?
No.
Coordination notification forms. So, fish passage plan.
No, oh, speaking of.
Fish passage plan.
Yay.
Is there anything you need?
So last month we discussed Bill Hedlund's change form for changing the adult passage season dates for the Lower Granite to 2 weeks earlier, essentially beginning March, February 15th instead of March 1st. And the agreement was to target February 15th, but no later than March 1, just to maintain the flexibility. So we made those changes. I want folks to be able to look at that. I think I sent it to Bill, and he seemed fine with it. So I want to make sure everyone's okay with it before it becomes memorialized.
Yeah, I find that it's
decent. Yes, got a chance to look at it?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I took a look at it. It seemed like what we discussed at the last meeting, Lisa. I thought you covered it pretty well. I think, didn't Bill respond to you that he agreed that this covered his concerns?
Yep. So this is just more of a letting up that palm.
Yeah. Check in the box.
Yep.
Check the box.
Approved.
Done.
And one new change form someone pointed out in the footnote, lower little goose, the footnote to the unit priority table. For the special unit one operation, that the threshold was defined in terms of river flow, and it should be total project outflow. That can be confusing to some folks. River flow is nebulous, and you know, inflow versus outflow. So this just defines it more discreetly, that it's total project outflow.
Cool.
And that is all. Sweet.
I haven't had a chance to look at that yet, Lisa.
Yeah, Bill, it marries up with the wording in the paragraph on the right.
Our midpoint ops.
Yeah, it's the exact same wording that's in the paragraph below as well as in the spill pattern tables. It's just changing the word river to total project outflow.
Done.
You have a no-brainer, Bill. I have a path forward. I need to schedule.
Okay.
So take a look and let me know if you have any concerns, but that's pretty good. And that's it for change forms.
Yay.
Except for
which one you got there?
Damn it! Which one are you talking? Which one are you talking about? The midpoint? Or are you talking your
which
midpoint
one's in your
or
hand?
Squeezing fish? Which one do you want to? Which one do you want to? Squeezing fish. I will give you a quick update on the midpoint one. FPC did do an analysis of how often the turbines were operated at the low end and the upper end in August. The memo. I think Tammy sent it out, and it's also on the FPC website.
You got it. I'm done.
It's all over the place. It's all the time on the website. I think talking with members in the subgroup, we were comfortable with expanding the range in the low end. That was a problem. The upper end, we'll need to do some more discussion. And also, we'd like to see some of the... Because I know there's some... I really don't need another copy. There was also some discussion about what we want to do in the upper end. There's some discussion going. Like, a lot of that will depend on what happens with the plate installation this year and the testing of that going forward. So, if the UK wants to use that lower end thing, I think we could write something up and say okie dokie on that.
For the summer,
yeah. For August. Yeah. So, we're talking August. Yeah. August only.
August, September, October. Yep. I mean, it's August on.
Yeah.
August on.
That's fine. Yeah. So, yeah, the upper end though would be. We want to talk about that. We need to talk about that more.
Okay.
So,
but like I said, we'll adjust for the lower end for now. We'll plan on that, and then continue the discussions.
Bulk of your outages are on lower
end. Some of that, like I was telling Tom earlier, the turbine may not be used for the condensate operating reserve if it's available.
Most of that lowers the spill reserve.
Well, it might go up or down.
Split flows. We need to talk split flows.
No. Within one. If above the midpoint is available, you can count it as being available. It doesn't happen very often, but it's
I don't even know where we're at with that.
It's available.
Split
there's available and there's actually used.
Is there anything this year that would require that to happen more often than in past years?
No. It's symbolic. It helps me out. That's why I'm saying, Tammy, we need to set up a meeting for the subcommittee to talk through this, that kind of stuff.
All right, so that subcommittee meeting
happens in about a
symbolically meeting.
A symbolic
yeah.
We can do it in an hour. It literally is going to be like a 15-minute discussion.
do you want to talk about after we're done with that? Should we do a quick little midpoint meeting after this one?
Sure.
Done and done.
Done and done.
What was done? Sorry.
We're going to have a...
Gotta keep up. We're moving. We're shaking.
Task group meeting after this.
My fault. It took a long time.
So...
strategy for upper end.
Appendix B, transport.
Vern, do you want to loop back to Ice Harbor and finish that one up?
Oh, you have more?
More.
Back to Ice Harbor. Walla Walla.
We're in Walla meeting. Nice.
What it's proposing to do is go tomorrow morning at 0500 to the 30%. Okay. Maintain that through the 15th at 0500 so that the... The pipe removals, all the changes happen at 0500.
So you want
4 days.
4 days at 30.
Right, four days at 30. And so what happens on the 14th is they're taking the pipe out, so you don't want to have extra spill on that day. So get it through, all the changes happen at 0500 on days.
Okay.
The days that will be replaced on that are, will
April
be...
April 14th.
Every weekend after.
On April 15th, you go back to the 45-day gas cap night until the 28th, which is when it would start switching back and forth. 30%. So what I was proposing is that we need to make up 4 days. So the first 30% day is May 4th through the 6th. That'll be a 45K gas cap night. And then the next time would be the following one, which would be the May 8th through the 10th.
So the first four 30% would switch. So it's essentially
right, we're just extending it all on.
Bigger block.
And honestly, I think that's better overall.
Okay.
I'm down with that.
I'd love to see the split operation just end all together there, but
yeah, we would too. 30% is a great number.
And you'd like 45K. So averages.
I think I wanted something else. Tom.
Yeah, I think you probably did.
So before we digress too far,
but 45K would be better than the other option.
Oh, I don't think you're
all right.
Correct.
So that
works for you guys.
I'm fine.
So,
you might want to send it out.
Yes, Ann.
Brad left the room already, so if you, via teletype, can make sure he's aware of the 0500 start. I'm not sure what time we're planning to start otherwise.
That's always when it does. But
so we'd switch to the 30% tomorrow at 0500 instead of going to 45K.
Right.
That would be maintained.
Just wanted you to be aware he's not in here listening. So.
Okay. I'll make sure to send a draft out to him so he's...
We'll send drafts out to all of us. We have it written down somewhere.
Okay.
And the notes, which will be going out.
And the contingency measure.
And then we'll have
there was a 30% cycle and
it didn't
work.
They
went back to 45.
30%.
Back to 45.
With this modified.
45. We can do that with no coordination.
Okay.
All right. So we can... That one's got a bow on it now. Bam.
It's not a pretty bow, but it's a bow.
Yeah,
it looks like it was wrapped by my children, but there you go. It's not a pretty bow.
So we're going to talk split flows after this?
Do you
or
really
not?
Want to?
I mean,
no,
who's
May.
On this? That's what?
May.
That's May? May task order, task group, I mean. This Appendix B, transport, revised truck transport minimums.
Paul was going to have Mont Lake take a look at that.
Did Paul have any feedback from Paul?
You have to push that out a ways.
No.
That isn't applicable till August, and I think NIMS is uncertain whether they're going to be able to get any analysis done this year, but we'll just have it in a holding pattern.
Okay.
So backing up to the Bonneville split flow, you said that was May?
Sorry, I was thinking the Dallas. My mistake.
Yeah, that one, I don't know. I think maybe Ben and I need to work out a change form. And get that out in front of the folks.
So, oh, is it just you? Something a lot. The rest of us aren't good enough for your group. I see how it is.
Tom?
No, I don't like
chair.
It. Hey, wait.
Tom's the chair of the committee.
Yeah, you are the chair.
I'm not the chair.
I was trying to spare you a little bit of...
That one's not bothering.
I was going to do it myself, but I thought I'd have you help me out.
I'm joking. You guys are a strong man,
and you can work on it all you want.
You guys have a great strategy. Bring it forward. I look forward to seeing the brain trust.
I just kind of lump it. Anything at Bonneville, you are the chair.
How does that work?
Okay, Tom.
I don't want that turn.
Tom, sorry. And we'll work on this and come up with this.
Okay, great.
You're a big help. You still owe me for the damn Montreal one you gave me, sucker. You can have this one on.
I did your work for you. It's right here.
No.
Load shaping guidelines?
No, that's not going to happen.
Is that task group? Who is that task group?
It says right there.
Where?
It's right under task group.
Oh, it's down here.
It's a VBA widget.
Load shaping.
Yep. Oh, there you are. When is the next load shaping guidelines to talk about Appendix C?
2018.
Yeah. I'm still working on whether or not I can touch it.
All right.
It needs to be updated.
Yeah. I agree, but you got to get your attorney.
And smolt monitoring protocols. You said you wanted to talk. Something on the end of the agenda here. So.
And it's either under this one or under the next 6.1 task group updates.
So let's lump them.
If you want to get through everything, then we can circle back to it.
Well, I think we're just
about
done there.
Okay.
So I mean, Avian, we already talked about that. So smolt monitoring protocols.
Okay. So what I've done is, I took a preemptive shot at this thing, put together a memo, which I don't know if anybody needs a copy of.
I would like a copy of it. There was a meeting, and I was on the team. I'm going, huh, what?
Did it go out?
Tammy, can you send it out to all of us?
Okay, out.
She can send it in just a minute here.
Just gotten used to getting
okay,
everybody
great.
Hang tight, and she'll send it out.
Tammy had to take some time.
Tammy actually was on vacation, but not really, because I made her come in for F-POM.
Because,
It is my last F-POM, and it wouldn't be the same without her.
We all know I can't let Vern take
it. Yeah, I would like... I was going to cancel it.
Yeah, that's what he told me.
That would have been a hell of a present.
Guess what, guys? See ya. See you later, alligator.
Walk on down.
Charlie, you got a copy of it in front of you now?
I'm good.
Let me open up my email and I will tell you.
Push them.
What's your password?
Just forward.
Forget Sammy for her slowness. She's getting old.
She's pretty fast.
You're making me nervous now.
Push forward.
All right, now, she just sent it, so.
Everybody gets it, because I didn't want to leave
it. See how many seconds it takes to get to Charlie.
See if
how many out of offices do I get?
So about the screen.
Not yet.
I'm going to post it to the website here in just a second.
And then it'll be at the TMT website in less than 2 minutes.
Go to the TMT website? Okay. No.
Hold on. It's going there, but you should get an email.
It's going there. Okay.
Your email is en route.
Okay.
You get it?
I'm watching.
All righty.
Seriously, no more vacation for me. I can see.
Stop that.
Take not before
F-bomb. You have to go to Amsterdam when you take a vacation. Like, you have to be out of the country.
Go out, cell phone, go to the restroom.
Ann Setter, did you get it yet? Or you're not even at your desk, are you?
I'm not at my desk, and I don't even have the BlackBerry. So if you guys just want to talk the issue, I'll just assume I got it. And
okay.
That's what I might have to do, because it hasn't showed up yet.
Okay, that's happy.
You'll get it.
Well, I probably should have sent it out to everybody.
You can check the website now, though, see if it's shown up there.
You can go to the TMT website, and it should be posted there.
It is still a core system, though, so it's slow.
Well, this will be quick.
All right, roll.
Okay, rolling. What I've done here is put together kind of the background of what I've been trying to establish for minimum condition monitoring of projects. And what this is really what something we should have done a long time ago for the 2008 biological opinion. Our opinion in RPA 53 states that the action agencies are responsible for monitoring smolt condition at all the projects that have JBS systems. And in the last few weeks or months anyway, there's been some issues with maybe less frequent monitoring than we would like to see, and there's been some reporting, some discussions about reporting and where the reports go. And so what I'd like to do is set up what we would consider a minimum smolt condition monitoring requirement And this would go in the fish passage plan, Appendix J or wherever we want to put it, that it really doesn't apply at all to SMP. In cases where there's SMP monitoring going on, this task has already been addressed. I think there's been plenty of, there will be plenty of fish sampled, and we get a pretty good idea of what the condition is there. So that's not the issue here. This is for those dams and those instances where SMP is not in place, and as like Ice Harbor, or earlier in the season when they're not working, or perhaps in the future if we decide to stop monitoring, index monitoring at particular sites. And so that's what this is really meant to do, is just to fill in and say, okay, to the Corps of Engineers and the action agencies, here's the minimum that we would like to see monitored, a monitoring effort to cover that RPA 53 requirement. So I'm not looking for this to take effect in 2015. This would be more of a 2016 thing, although there are probably some aspects that could be implemented without messing up the contracts that are in place. And, of course, our overall goal is to minimize the number of fish that we impact in the process of getting the information that we need. So that's, you know, there's two sides of this thing. We need a minimum. We also don't want too many. That's throwing it out to the task group to wrestle with the frequency of monitoring, the number of fish that we would look at, the species of fish, whether it's predominant species, all species. And then the biop identifies condition. It states descaling and injury, but it doesn't go beyond that. And I would think that this group should also define what condition means under the intent of the biop RPA. So in a nutshell, that's it. I'm just laying it out there. I'd like to see this group work on this, come back with basically a couple of paragraphs on monitoring and reporting, and then get this into the plan as a, you know, what is the minimum if somebody comes up to ask that question.
Okay, so schedule our first meeting in October.
I don't really care. You know, I mean,
no,
I've
got to figure this out.
Whatever you guys want to do, this is just laying out sort of the groundwork and the background for the change form, right? You know, it's really a change form for 16.
And you're the chair of this task group.
I know. I'm still trying to figure out how I'd manage that.
Yeah, this is what I think I suggested it a couple of months ago.
So, Chairman Lohrs, when's the next meeting?
Since the esteemed Gary Frederick just submitted a memo, that means we're going to chew on it. I'm sure Outback will have some delightful long conversations about it. So I'm thinking we'll probably try to set a meeting up.
May,
June.
Yeah. Time. I do believe this belongs in FPOM, not FPAC. I mean, FPAC can talk
about it. No, FPAC's
going to be the... They should.
No, but the whole thing
small
is like...
monitoring, so...
Yeah,
there's a link that's just hard to separate.
Well, that's right, and I'm not trying to step on the toes of the small monitoring program.
We know, but there are some people that have sensitive toes.
I understand.
They feel
that.
Air pressure, and they feel their toes getting pressurized.
I understand that. This is really for biop compliance.
I'm just going to have to thread a very thin needle on this one. Thank you very much.
Right, and I have, yeah. I'm just, good luck.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I'll be interested to learn more about the metrics we're talking about, how...
How about the first week of June? Is that...
I was thinking after the next month in June.
I'm confused on that.
The 11th?
Well,
we could talk about
the June 11th.
Yeah,
June 11th.
Versus
okay.
Condition. I mean, this is what we can... Whatever we want to be.
So I'm thinking June 11th after, which is the next FPOM in
the
June.
The next FPOM is May.
I'm not going to be here in May.
June 11th?
Yeah, I'm not.
June 11th.
Okay.
After FPOM.
We'll do it after FPOM.
Charlie, you're on that task group as well as Dave Benner.
Yeah.
Benner, Benton, Fredericks, Mackie, Charlie, and Ann.
You might as well put Brendan Chockley because he's going to be
in Chockley.
He'll be the link between SMP and this. So, because that's going to be the thing is we got to balance both. And how do we do that?
Are we talking June 11th meeting?
Yes, after FPOM. Can you do a face-to-face that day?
How
about
this?
Hi,
I can.
All right.
I can.
Great. Thanks.
Because we don't want to... We want to be consistent. Well, they need to be somewhat. Because it would be kind of silly to have S&P reporting conditioning, that kind of stuff, one way, but then the Corps does condition reporting some different total way.
Yeah, we just like to know why they don't need to be... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or you can have some fun explaining why they don't.
Yeah.
And I'll let you write that way.
For sure.
Because they are two different purposes.
And I'll put you on there, too.
That's fine.
Yeah, but if you want to call it descaling, do you want the core to be calling descaling something different than S&P calling descaling?
Absolutely not.
No.
That's
no.
My point.
And yeah, we will not. And they
thank
won't
you.
Either.
That's easy. You've made my point.
You're making trouble whether it doesn't
No, I'm just saying
trouble.
We need to make consistency where it makes sense to make consistency. This is not going to be...
I agree with you 100%. Let's argue some more.
Yeah. We'll get a beer, and then we'll argue somewhere.
Speaking of, it sounds like that's all the task groups. That's the wrap. Anybody have any comments on the phone? Last parting shots? If not, we're done.
No, but I heard a couple people say that they might not be able to make the May FPOM.
Fredericks is one of them.
Okay, so do we want to look at a possible reschedule? Or,
I would like
or
to say
how many?
I probably will.
Where are you going to
will make it, Tom?
I need to take a look. May
for
a TV,
while
May,
you want to 2 weeks.
I'd like to bring some things up.
Is it 14th?
It
yeah.
is May 14th.
That's too early.
He's in.
So we're going to try to do that at McNary, but I guess that's why I'm trying to feel folks out.
All right.
Yeah.
Trevor
and Bill will be there for Noah. They should have it covered.
Shoot for it.
I'll be around.
I have a few things I'd like to bring up, if I may.
Thank you.
Sure.
First of all, I'm not winking at everybody. I have my eyes are very sensitive to a bright light right now, so that's why I'm blinking like crazy. I have three things I'd like to just touch base on. They're the train track removal at the Dallas. I think Tammy just sent me something.
This is like the little fun train?
The visitor train?
No, this is the crane rail.
The crane rail, okay.
They're,
crane rail.
There's a 3-month window. It starts January. I'd like to hear what's going on with that. There's overlap. A couple things. Is that?
They don't, well, Paul, before you get to, they don't know about that yet because we haven't put together the.
She's been lazy.
I have been out of office. We haven't put together the coordination form.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so we don't have a clue.
Yeah, and the 35-ton gantry crane, rehab it.
That one I don't know about either.
Yeah, that might overlap too.
We can hide that one too.
So what's the third one? Because it sounds like we need to put something together here.
Then the, of course, the East Fishwater Auxiliary Water System. Start of that might. This is a concern that it'll be during the. Some of it will happen during that 3-month period.
Right.
So
all these things are
like
kind
to
tied together.
So
kind
of
yeah, but it'll all
that.
Be put into a coordination form. So don't get your undies revenge
right,
yet.
For next time, I was writing up.
Yeah.
Writing up or writing up? What'd you say?
Writing up.
So we'll work through Tammy to get that all out.
Okay.
So yeah. So I would talk to Marishech because he's going to be the AWS guy. So we'll let you guys work it all out and figure how this is all going to play together.
Yeah.
Yes. Awesome. We've been having coordination meetings. I just haven't.
I'm
telling
you,
I know
you have a thing called
vacation.
I'm sensing a vacation theme here.
Yeah.
Oh, take your
all right. Being anything great. Else? Anything else? So it's 11 o'clock. This is a record. Done.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Vern. Ta-da.
Yeah. Take it now.
Yeah.
Somebody finally figured out how to.
Thanks, everybody.
You got to train business to make a fast meeting, and now you're leaving.
That's right. That was my goal. I said in 8 years I'm going.